真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
好，高兴今天早上能够再一次来到大家的当中。
I especially appreciate what Brother Thomas Wong has shared already this morning.
好欣赏头先系黄牧师同我哋所分享嘅。
Especially appreciated the interpretation and the understanding that he gave us of God's working through history as we see it in Scripture.
特别佢从圣经里边嚟到俾我哋睇到神喺人类历史里边嗰个嘅工作。
We want to think during these moments this morning about the kingdom of God and society.
今天我早上我想同大家去睇下神嘅国度同埋社会或者呢个世界嘅关系。
Some of Jesus' parables seem to speak about this issue.
就耶稣基督嘅比喻里边咧，都系有一啲系同呢样嘢有关。
For example, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough."
譬如主耶稣佢话。天国好像面教，有妇人拿来藏在三斗面里，直到全团都发起来。
Jesus says in Luke 13:29, people will come from east and west and north and south and take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God.
主耶稣喺路加福音第十三章嗰度又话，从东、从西、从南、从北，将有人来在神嘅国里坐席。
By its very nature, the kingdom of God is concerned not just about the church, but also with the world.
所以呢个天国嘅本质就系唔单止同教会有关，系同普世有关。
This is in part that missionary aspect that Brother Wong was speaking about.
所以呢个就系头先黄牧师话咧，系天国同传福音系好有关。
And the kingdom is concerned not just about human persons, but about the total environment in which they live.
而且天国亦都唔系只系同人有关，系同咧我哋活喺成个嘅世界嘅环境都有关。
As we will see this morning, this is true particularly about the teachings of God's kingdom.
所以我哋睇到咧，神嘅国度嗰个教训咧，今朝我哋睇咧，系同成个世界系好有关。
Let's think for a few moments about the kingdom of God in the world.
我哋首先睇下神嘅国度喺呢个世界里边系点啊？
Historically, there have been many ways of viewing the relationship between the kingdom of God and society.
在历史上，不同的人咧，对于神的国度同埋世界的关系咧，都有不同的睇法。
On the one hand, the kingdom of God is a mystery, as Jesus said.
一方面，我哋睇到天国咧，好似主耶稣咁话，系一个奥秘。
And yet, as we saw yesterday, God reveals, Scripture reveals to us the essential character of the kingdom as centering in Jesus Christ.
但系我哋琴日又睇到咧，神系将呢个奥秘喺圣经里边启示出嚟，俾我哋睇到呢个天国嘅中心同埋约匙喺耶稣基督嗰度。
In Scripture, we see a number of points of tension with regard to the kingdom of God.
喺圣经里边，我哋对于天国认识咧，似乎咧系有一啲嘅张力，有啲嘅矛盾性。
For example, is the kingdom of God present or future?
譬如话，究竟呢个嘅天国系已经临到或未来咧
？In Scripture, it seems to be presented as both.
似乎在圣经里面两方面都提及。
Jesus said, came preaching, the kingdom of God is near.
耶稣来的时候他说天国近了。
But he also said that we should pray that God's kingdom should come.
但是又叫我们祈祷说求这个国是早日降临。
Down through history, some people have emphasized the kingdom of God is being present now.
就一路在历史上很多人是强调天国就在人间。
Others have emphasized its future aspect.
又另外有很多人咧，就强调佢嘅末世性将来先临到。
In some way that we can't fully understand, the kingdom is both present and future.
所以咧，虽然我哋未必完全明白，但系天国咧系又有现在性，又有佢嘅将来性。
Now that's one of several tension points that are in Scripture itself about the nature of the kingdom.
呢个就系喺圣经里面其中一样讲到天国嘅时候咧，有个两极嘅矛盾性喺度嘅。
Another point of tension is the tension between the individual versus the social aspect.
另一個嗰個嘅張力就咧喺嗰個個人同埋咧個社會性嘅關係嗰度。
And again, Scripture speaks of both of those aspects.
聖經裏邊又提到天國同個人好有關，又同整個社會好有關。
Another point of tension is between spirit and matter.
咁啊，另外一個矛盾性就係咧屬靈嘅同埋嗰個嘅物質嘅對層。
Or we could say the kingdom of God as an earthly reality and the kingdom of God as a heavenly reality.
就是说那个天国不单止是在心灵的境界里面的一个实体，而也是跟整个世界我们所住的这个地方很有关。
The Apostle Paul said that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
保罗说血肉之躯不能够承受神的国。
Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world.
主耶稣说我的国不是属于这个世界。
And yet Jesus associated himself with the concerns of the world.
但是主耶稣又很关怀他所住这个世界。
And the book of Revelation speaks of a kingdom in which God's people will reign on the earth.
咁啊，启示就讲到咧，神嘅子民有一日都喺地上掌权。
So in some sense there is a point of tension between those two aspects.
所以咧喺呢度我哋又睇到有一个矛盾性喺度。
Another point of tension is between whether the kingdom comes gradually or climactically.
咁另外有一個矛盾性係個天國係漸漸冇隱藏咁樣已經出現咧，抑或突然間咧係出現嘅。
Some images speak of the kingdom as growing gradually, like a tree.
咁有一啲嘅地方就講到天國好似一棵樹咁慢慢嚟到成長長大。
Others speak about the king returning, like the midnight cry of the arriving bridegroom.
咁但係咧又有另外咧講到咧係天國降臨，突然間好似半夜新郎來了。
Another point of tension is between divine action and human action.
咁另外一個張力又係咧，係神嗰個嘅作為同埋人嗰個嘅工作。
This kingdom is above all the kingdom of God.
當然呢個係神嘅國。
It comes in its fullness by the power of God.
只有神嘅能力能夠將呢個天國降臨。
And yet Jesus said the kingdom is something we must seek.
但係主耶穌又話我哋係要求佢嘅國降臨嘅。
And Paul speaks about being fellow workers for the kingdom of God.
咁啊，保罗又话我哋咧都系咧系要喺呢个天国里边系与神同工。
Another point of tension is the tension between the church and the kingdom, or how the two relate.
咁另外一个嘅张力又系咧教会同埋国度两个者之间嘅关系。
Some people have tended to say the church and the kingdom are the same thing.
咁有啲人以为教会同国度系合一嘅。
Others have said no, they're totally different.
有啲就系两个完全冇关系。
Somehow that tension is found in Scripture itself.
但是在圣经里面呢这两者都有提及。
And so, when we look at Scripture, we find these aspects of the kingdom presented to us but not fully explained.
所以我们在圣经里面时时看到这两方面都有给我们看到，但是不是很清楚是给我们看到他们之间的关系。
I think that that is a signal or a warning to us that we must maintain those points of tension.
意思即係話咧，我哋好多時喺瞭解天國裏邊咧，都要將啲兩極咧係嚟到去記住。
Not to think of the kingdom as totally present and social or totally future and spiritual。
將呢兩個兩極保持一個平衡嘅時候咧，我哋就唔會覺得咧天國只係全部係屬靈嘅心境裏邊嘅，亦或咧全部係屬世嘅。
In fact, I would suggest the following as a thesis.
咁其實咧，我會覺得從一個即咁樣嘅角度去睇天國咧，會比較好啲。
Theologies of the kingdom which dissolve these tensions are to that degree not biblical。
如果有啲嘅神學佢要將所有啲嘅矛盾性咧係消解嘅話咧，反而唔合聖經。
A biblically faithful and biblically useful theology of the kingdom will in some way maintain and live with these tensions。
一個忠於聖經而且有效的是理解天國的神學呢，是能夠將這些矛盾性呢是保持，而 使到我們呢從其中更加了解天國的本質。
Now, we don't like to live in tension.
我們其實很多時都不喜歡有這些矛盾性啊。
We like tensions to be resolved and everything to be peaceful.
我們很喜歡解決所有問題，這樣就想通它。
But there are some tensions which are simply a part of the reality of being God's people in the world.
但是作为神的子民，我们就很多时候就要活在这些的矛盾性里面。
So in Scripture we see the kingdom of God is both present and future.
所以我们看到天国既现在又是将来。
It's both individual and social.
既属个人又有关社会。
It's both heavenly and earthly.
既是跟天上的事有关，又跟地上的事有关。
It comes by God's action, but with human cooperation.
祂靠着神的合作为来带到来，但是也都要我们合作。
In some sense, it comes both gradually and cataclysmically.
从某个角度，祂是渐渐而来，但是从另一个角度，祂又会突然来到。
And while the church is not the kingdom, it has a key role to play in proclaiming the kingdom.
教会虽然不是神的国度的全部，但是祂也都有责任去宣传神的国。
So I argued yesterday that the church is now called to be the servant of God's kingdom.
所以教会可以说是神国度的仆人。
So we follow the lead of Jesus Christ, who is both the lion and the lamb.
跟从我们的主耶稣基督，祂就是狮子，也是羔羊。
So we look forward to and now in a limited way experience the reality of that great multitude from every nation that stands worshiping God.
我们一方面盼望将来我们见到万国万族都是来到去敬拜主，但现在我们也都开始经历紧这个的事实。
Now, if we talk about the kingdom of God in the world, we have to ask some questions about the nature of this world.
咁当我哋讲到教国度同埋咧系世界关系，我哋首先要了解呢个世界一啲嘅本质。
And the kind of world that we live in today.
究竟我哋系活喺一个点样嘅世界里边咧？
To effectively witness for Jesus Christ and the kingdom today, we need to observe some key trends that are shaping the world.
我哋需要对而家呢个世界影响呢个世界嘅一啲重要嘅潮流或者趋向有了解，先可以向呢个世界有效嘅传福音。
Now I want to mention five global trends briefly.
我首先想同大家睇下咧，五个咧系全球性嘅大趋向。
We don't have time to develop these, but I want to just to lift them up as things we need to be aware of.
我哋冇时间详细每一个趋向去睇，但系咧，我哋想大家咧系醒觉有啲五个嘅趋向。
Now there are many other important trends that I won't mention.
当然，除咗呢五个，仲有其他嘅趋向啦。
But it seems to me these five are particularly significant from the standpoint of the church's witness in the world.
但系作为教会要响呢个世界嚟到去作见证咧，我觉得我哋要了解啲五个嘅趋向。
The first of these is global economic integration.
第一个就系话我哋睇到成个世界嘅经济咧，已经去到一个网络互相影响啊。
Of course, people in Hong Kong are probably more aware of this than many other places in the world.
香港人对呢方面咧更加认识啦。
Because this is such a crossroads of economic and financial activity.
因为香港其实就系一个咧国际金融经济嘅中心。
We are seeing emerge what some have called a global information economy.
我哋睇到成个世界呢个资讯发达到咧，经济系咧系影响全球嘅。
This is partly the transmission of key economic information and other kinds of information instantly around the world.
透过电讯嘅发达咧，所有经济上嘅行情咧，全世界差唔多即刻可以知道。
So people, anytime in Hong Kong or the United States.Or even Baghdad can turn on the news and hear cable news network.
So, 无论在世界各地扭开收音机或者扭开电视咧，美国、香港、巴格达，我哋都知道咧普世嘅行情。
Today, when we in the United States, when we hear the news, we hear not only financial news from the United States, but the market quotations in from Tokyo.
我哋喺譬如喺美国扭开电视，我哋唔系净系睇到美国嗰个股市行情系点，知埋东京系发生紧咩事噶啦。
This is part of a global economic integration.
呢个就系嗰个全球性嘅经济嗰个联络。
A part of this is the emergence of common markets and trade zones.
咁啊，我哋睇到嗰个共同市场嘅出现，同埋咧经济分开几大区咧，呢个嘅趋势系好明显嘅。
Not only in the Pacific area and in Europe, but now elsewhere as well.
唔单止亚太区或者系欧洲，我哋睇到呢啲嘅经济网络咧系咁样路系建立紧。
So right now, the United States is entering into negotiations with Mexico to create a common market between those two countries and with Canada.
譬如而家美国已经咧系同加拿大咧，甚至开始同墨西哥系有一个咧系共同嘅系市场嗰个嘅贸易发展啦。
There's many other things that we could mention in this area.
当然我们还可以讲关于很多方面。
A part of this is a shift from politics to economics as the major force for global cohesion.
咁呢一个嘅发展嘅其中一个影响就系话咧，世界上咧慢慢由嗰个政治嘅影响发展到个经济挂帅，系经济影响到咧好多国家咧系要联系喺埋一齐。
And although there are great possibilities for military conflict, yet growing economic integration is a baseline trend.
所以虽然我哋又惊话波斯湾会打仗，但系其实成个大趋势就系咧，世界各国逼住咧系由个经济要令到佢哋系联系。
The second key trend concerns the environment.
第二個主要趨向是跟環境有關。
Growing environmental vulnerability on the one hand.
我們一方面知道我們現在所住的環境其實是很脆弱，很多問題。
But growing in awareness of environmental concerns on the other.
越來越注重環保。
So now for the first time when leaders of nations come together, we're beginning to hear about concerns about cooperation on the environment.
甚至國際間的領袖開會都要講下環保。
We are seeing this happening also in terms of scientific data and verification of environmental concerns.
科學家也不斷在他們的研究裏面都提醒我們很需要注重環保。
We have experienced some and will probably experience greater environmental disasters from time to time.
我們也經歷了很多大自然的災禍。
These developments, among other things, gives rise to ecology as a model or a paradigm for understanding the world.
這些事情的發生令我們沒辦法不注重生態學，而從這個角度去看我們的世界。
This will affect the way we and our children and their children understand the world and the environment.
我們和我們的子孫都會越來越被環保這件事影響。
The third trend has to do with the area of science.
第三方面就是跟科學有關。
We might call it unlocking the secret of matter.
這個趨向就是科學不斷要來解釋宇宙之謎。
A coming breakthrough in understanding the fundamental forces of nature.
科學家不斷要來探索在物質裏面究竟這個宇宙的力量從哪裡來呢？
The world has been different since Albert Einstein developed his theory of relativity.
愛因斯坦的相對論之後，我們整個世界觀都開始改變。
And following that, Einstein spent his life trying to work out a general theory of all the physical forces of nature.
愛因斯坦想將所有宇宙上不同的力量，將它結合成了解它們彼此之間的關係。
He didn't succeed, but that work goes forward.
他未做完這個工作，但是不斷的科學家就繼續來到他的研究。
And a number of scientists appear to be on the verge of a breakthrough in this area of understanding how all of the forces of nature relate together.
現在似乎我們已經越來越近那個日子，就是說我們可以了解到所有宇宙這些不同的力量是彼此之間的關係是怎樣的。So
we may see in our lifetime science solving two of the major puzzles of the physical world.
可能在我們有生之年，我們都可以見到科學在這方面有突破，了解到兩種塑造這個世界的力量的關係是怎樣的。This
one puzzle has to do with how the forces of nature relate together.
第一就是大自然這些不同的宇宙力量之間是怎樣彼此有關係。
And the other puzzle is unlocking the genetic code.
第二個奧秘就是遺傳工程學的奧秘，了解到人的遺傳是怎樣產生的。
So right now the project of mapping the genetic code is going forward.
所以現在科學家在遺傳工程學上正在下功夫，看看可以怎樣改變人類的遺傳。
And researchers are gradually discovering the specific genes that cause specific diseases and deformation.
差不多在很多的病裏面已經可以找到哪些遺傳基因是影響我們有什麼遺傳的病。
This is opening up a whole door that will have profound impact in the next generation.
這些對我們將來的世界都有很大的影響。
So we are a part of a generation that stands on the threshold of opening new doors in this area.
所以我們今天站在一個新的世代裏面，等待著很多新的驚人的發現。
Somewhat related to this is a fourth trend that I would mention.
第四個趨向。
I would call this the vanishing line between mind and machine.
就是似乎人的思想和機器已經越來越混合。
Christians believe there is a fundamental difference between the human mind and spirit and a machine.
以前我們覺得機器和人的心思意念的界線很清楚。But
with the growth of computer technology and electronics, the line between that which is alive and that which is not seems to be growing thinner.
但是那個電腦的發達和電子工程學等等，就令到我們覺得越來越做到很多事情，好像人的腦都未必做到。
This will have implications for the way people understand the world.
這個都影響人怎樣看這個世界。
For example, some people are asking this question.
譬如有啲人已經開始問，
If a computer or a robot can function just like humans in a particular way, can we say that it is not alive?
如果一個電子機械人他做的事情已經好像人一樣，你可不可以說他是有生命呢？
Some scientists are raising those questions as fundamental philosophical issues.
這個應該不單止是一個科技的問題，而 是關於人的生命的本質、哲學意義的問題。
And this sharpens for us as Christians the question of the meaning of life.
這個對我們基督徒都很大的挑戰，究竟生命的意義是什麼呢？
What does it mean to be alive?
究竟生存是有什么意思呢？如果电脑呢都可以做到很多东西。
The meaning of mind, the meaning of spirit from a Christian standpoint.
灵心思从基督徒的看法是怎样？
This is a challenge for us to be able to articulate what the Christian worldview really is.
这样对我们要去向人解释这个基督徒的世界观是怎样呢，是很重要。
A final trend that I would mention is the moral and economic decline of the West.
第五個趨向就是我們看到西方在經濟上、在道德上的衰落的趨勢。
The decline not so much politically as in terms of the moral fabric that undergirds Western culture.
不是只是說那個國際形勢的西方的衰落，而是說整個道德那個的陷落。
I'm speaking particularly here of the United States and Western Europe, but also the impact that that part of the world has globally.
我唔單止講緊美國同埋西歐，而係佢哋嗰個影對成個世界嘅影響都喺度衰落緊。
The moral and social foundation of Western culture is in serious decline。
喺西方社會嗰個嘅道德嗰個嘅基礎咧，而家係已經一路係衰落緊。
There is a loss of the sense of the meaning and the sacredness of human life。
佢哋對於人嗰個生命嘅本質。意義和那個人的尊嚴已經全部好像是失去。
We see this in the increase in abortion, in violence, in child abuse.
我們看到那個暴力、那個虐兒、那些的是墮胎這些的是情況越來越嚴重。
There is a serious deterioration of family structure.
整個家庭的架構也都解體。
A breakdown of the microstructures of society.
家庭一路變了很多的核心的小家庭已經那個聯繫是很弱。
We see this increasingly in the United States.
我们在美国就看到这个情况。
There is a demand for immediate gratification of our desires.
而且越来呢越要的东西即刻就得到的，即刻就得到满足，即刻就得到快乐。
The rise of what we might call the entertainment society.
是成为一个呢娱乐的社会。
And also the decline in the educational system.
我们西方的教育制度也在崩溃着。
For example, in the United States, 14% of young Americans never complete high school today.
譬如話，今日喺美國，你竟然有咧14% 嘅青年人咧，從來都未讀完中學。
And I could give you elaborate statistics that follow along in the same line.
我仲可以隨時舉好多嘅係統計俾你睇到咧，美國嗰個教育系統係冧緊啦。
The point is, these trends are shaping the world that we will inhabit.
但問題就係呢一啲嘅趨勢就係塑造緊我哋而家存在嘅世界。
And the point is that these trends are happening in an increasingly globalized environment.
而且咧係影響緊成個世界嘅環境。
And with that globalization comes also competition in worldviews.
喺呢一個咁嘅五大嘅趨勢裏邊嘅時候，同時咧就有咧不同嘅世界觀咧係出現同埋彼此競爭。
So the world is a marketplace not just of products, but also of ideas.
所以咧，呢、這個世界裏邊唔單止喺度宣傳緊好多嘅係消費品，而且好多人喺度宣傳緊唔同嘅主義。
I think that we are entering a time of the competition of five competing worldviews。
我相信我哋係會喺個世界裏邊咧，起碼有五個唔同嘅世界觀喺度彼此爭奪緊人心。
And just to categorize many different worldviews in terms of these five。
我只係將好多嘅唔同嘅世界觀歸納於唔知五類。
As our globe is increasingly interconnected, we are entering a time of a global marketplace of values, worldviews, faiths, and philosophies.
似乎好多唔同嘅系信仰啊，唔同嘅理想啊，主义咧，都喺度争夺紧市场。
I would identify the first worldview as cosmic spirit.
我将其中第一种嘅世界观咧，称佢为咧系宇宙里边有一个嘅灵体咁样嘅一个世界观。
This is kind of a spiritual worldview, but not a Christian worldview.
好似係一個好屬靈嘅世界觀，但係唔係一個基督徒嘅世界觀。
It's the belief that behind all physical and personal reality, there is some kind of spiritual force or essence.
就是说呢，在这个宇宙的背后呢，是很多的神，有某某有一种的神秘的力量，灵界的力量是影响着。
This is simply some impersonal spiritual essence, or perhaps some form of cosmic mind.
好像是一种的是宇宙的是思想体系，但是呢不是一种个人性的个人化的力量来的。
This can take many forms.
可以用不同的形式出现。
For example, the resurgence of traditional religions.
譬如话咧，系以前好多嘅宗教咧，而家好似突然间咧会复古，再重新出现。
Or what has been called New Age thinking？
呢一种嘅新世纪嗰个嘅系运动嘅出现。
Or what's been called the Gaia hypothesis—the hypothesis that the world itself is a living organism？
或者甚至咧，相信呢个世界本身咧就已经系一个有机嘅组织。
This holds that the whole universe is a single, incredibly complex living thing。
成个宇宙咧就系一个咧好复杂而统一嘅体系。
And so, although this worldview affirms the reality of spirit, it is a sub-Christian view.
所以好似佢话啊，这个宇宙背后有股神秘嘅力量，好似系同灵界有关，但其实唔系基督教信仰。
It has certain affinities with the Christian view, but it is less than Christian.
佢系咧系好似同基督教有关，但系实在咧佢讲紧嗰个灵界咧唔系神。
The second worldview we might consider is what we might call quantum mystery.
第二个咁样嘅世界观咧，系集中咧喺呢个咧系量子物质嘅世界。
This is replacing the old scientific worldview with a new scientific worldview。
就系将咧系旧嗰个嘅世界观取代一个新嘅世界观。
A worldview emerging from the mysteries of quantum physics and the frontiers of cosmological science。
在宇宙科学的研究和量子力学的研究里面，越来越集中去找出宇宙的力量的来源。
This holds that the universe is a mix of physical forces that transcend our current models.
就认为这个世界就是用不同的自然力量组合而成。
And for many, this becomes not only science, but a new kind of almost religion.
咁咧，好多人咧唔单止净系睇呢个系一个科技，而且成为一个嘅信仰咁样去睇呢个世界，就系咧全部就系呢啲嘅力量所组成、所结合嘅。
And in some forms, it merges with New Age thinking.
咁呢个同新世纪嘅信仰咧都系有关。
A third worldview is what we might call divine design.
第三种嘅世界趋向就系一种咧相信有一个咧系神嘅设计喺呢个宇宙里边。
This is the dominant worldview of such major religions as Islam, Judaism, and Christianity.
咁當然呢個咧就係同有幾個世界最大嘅宗教基督教猶太教回教等等咧，都係相信有呢一個係宇宙嘅設計。
And this holds that order and design and purpose can be observed in the universe.
就係話咧，我哋喺呢個宇宙裏邊透過佢嗰個嘅結構咧，我哋可以知道佢係有次序、有目的嘅。
History has meaning as the working out of the purposes of a conscious personal God.
有一位神喺度带领住呢个历史嘅进程，系带到佢去一个嘅系意义里边。
Now that worldview can be argued on a Christian or a non-Christian basis.
咁所以咧，基督徒有咁信，但系其他譬如犹太教或者系回教，佢哋都会系咁样信。
To argue such a worldview on a biblical basis, Christianity today and tomorrow will need to rethink our traditional formulations.
如果我哋要将呢个嘅信念嚟到传俾呢个世代嘅人，我哋要重新谂用乜嘢嘅词汇或者表达方式系佢哋能够领会嘅。
In the first century, the church had to explain the meaning of the incarnation and the meaning of salvation in the light of Greek philosophy.
喺第一个世纪嘅基督徒，佢哋要解释道成肉身、解释救恩嘅时候咧，佢哋要从当时嘅人对于希腊文化哲学嘅了解嗰个嘅系情况里边咧，系向佢哋解释。
So today we face the need to articulate the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gospel of the kingdom in the light of a new set of worldviews.
同样，今日如果我哋要向呢个世代嘅人解释耶稣基督嘅福音同埋神嘅国度，我哋要了解佢哋嘅世界观，同埋用佢哋所了解嘅词汇去传达。
The fourth worldview I would mention, I would call the force of fate.
第四种嘅世界观，我会觉得系要形容系用命运操纵住嘅世界观。
This is a fatalistic worldview.
是一种宿命论的世界观。
There is no real meaning or purpose in life, but rather only blind fate or meaningless
chaos. 好像是生命是没什么意义的，很混乱的，只是全部是被命运来所控制。
In this view, the more we understand the universe, the more we see randomness and disorder.
在呢个世界观里边咧，越认识呢个世界，就越觉得佢咧好多嘢好荒谬，好多嘢好混乱。
This view is ultimately deterministic and pessimistic.
又宿命又悲观嘅一个世界观。
But it issues in self-centered individualism.
而令到咧系信呢种世界观嘅人咧，只系集中喺自我中心里边啊。
Because it's the view that since there is no larger meaning in life, the only meaning is that which I find for myself.
因为既然整个宇宙没有一个是整体的意义的话，那么人生的意义就是我觉得怎样啱就是怎样啱。
Perhaps you know people that have that kind of a view.
我想你都会认识有些朋友有这样的世界观。
Final worldview that I would mention, I would call New International Order.
那第五个世界观就是一种普世性的国际性的秩序、秩序的世界观。
This is a worldview that takes its cue from economics.
这个当然就是以经济做最大取向的一个世界观。
The view that economic and secondarily political and social forces provide the ultimate worldview.
就是说呢最重要最实际经济挂帅在这个世界上哪一样东西是最实际才能够将这个世界带来一个更加 的次序里面呢。
This tends to be an evolutionary view based philosophically on economics.
你可以说是一种进化论发展出来的世界观，而呢去进化到的地步呢经济挂帅了。
Those who have become disillusioned with Marxism might may very well end up with this kind of a worldview.
譬如说对共产主义失望呢，而家冚唪要觉得什么都是讲是经济最好了，最重要最实际。
This holds that spiritual questions are fundamentally irrelevant for our lives are really determined by economics.
这种的世界观就是说呢是灵性方面那些的问题呢是不重要的，最重要最后都是呢由经济决定一切。
And so hope for the future lies in economic and political world order.
所以呢人那个的前途的盼望呢就寄望于呢有世界性的和平，这个和平是基于呢国际上和经济上的统一。
A world order where fundamental human needs are met through proper economic arrangement.
因为有好的经济，人人都要丰衣足食，这个才是他们的盼望。
Now this also clearly is a sub-Christian view.
当然这个都是不合乎基督徒那个的世界观。
And yet many of the concerns of this worldview are concerns that we as Christians share.
但是这个我们又无形中呢可能呢已经被这些世界观是塑造着我们的思想。
This seems to me to be the worldview that Mikhail Gorbachev has today.
这个世界观呢也都是呢我觉得呢是戈巴乔夫呢他的世界观来的。
This is the kind of a world that we are inhabiting and will be inhabiting as we move into the next century.
这些的世界观就是我们今天所承受，而且呢很容易呢是继续传下去下一代的世界观。
A world of some key global trends.
这个世界是充满着几种主要的趋向。
A global marketplace of worldviews and ideas.
是有不同的世界观影响着我们。
But all of this presents for us as Christians who believe in Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God one great opportunity.
但是这些这样的不同的世界观这个趋向其实对我们基督徒来讲是给我们开展一个很大的机会。
The world we are now moving into provides great opportunity for Christian witness at several levels.
我们有很多机会从不同的层面来向人可以传福音。
Certainly at the level of the mind.
在他们的心思的层面。
At the level of living, how people actually live their lives.
在他们实际生活的层面。
At the level of belief, that which we trust.
在我们的信仰基本信念的层面。
And this is particularly the case if Christians today can proclaim a gospel which meets fundamental human needs.
特别如果我们今天能够传的福音是被人看到是可以真的满足到他们最基本的需要的时候，这个就是我们传福音很大的机会。
And a gospel which builds healthy community.
一个能够呢建立呢是健康的群体的一个福音。
A gospel that meets basic worldview questions.
能够对答得到呢人的最基本的世界观的一个福音。
And a gospel that meets the greatest need of every person, and that is the vacuum within one's heart that needs to be filled by Jesus Christ.
一个能够真正填满人心灵空虚的福音。
And so we come back to the priority of the church's witness to Jesus Christ.
所以我们就回去教会必须要来到去将耶稣基督的福音传开去这个的重要性。
And the good news of Jesus Christ as given to us in scripture is just such a message.
而耶稣基督那个给我们的福音就是一个这么宝贵的福音。
So this is our day of opportunity to be witnesses to a heart transforming and world transforming gospel.
所以今日是一个很大的机会，我们可以来到去宣传一个更新这个世界的福音。
This is the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God.
就是神的国度和耶稣基督的福音。
As we look in scripture, we see this great truth of God's kingdom and the gospel of Christ symbolized for us in around several themes.
我们看到这个福音在圣经里面是以几个主题来到去是表达出来。
For example, there is the theme of peace or shalom.
譬如说是这个平安的主题。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of peace.
耶稣基督的福音是一个平安的福音，和平的福音。
Inner peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ.
透过相信耶稣基督与神和好。
And peace in the way we relate to one another.
与其他的人和好。
And through the power of the gospel, peace in society as well.
甚至透过这个福音转化成个社会有真正的和平。
Another one of these themes that we find in Scripture is the theme of the Jubilee.
另外一个嘅系描述这个福音嘅主题就系呢个呢个禧年嘅主题。
You remember how Moses, or how we have in Scripture in Leviticus 25 the law about the Jubilee.
我们在利未记二十五章看到关于这个禧年那个的是律例。
The 50th year, which was to be a year of peace and release of the captives.
第五十年呢，就是一个呢，是释放那些的，是做奴隶的一年。
The Jubilee first appears in Leviticus 25 and later is developed prophetically, especially in Isaiah.
这个的禧年这个观念首先在利未记二十五章出现，然后跟着去到以赛亚先知就将这个禧年的观念更加的扩展。
Isaiah 58 and 61 speak of this.
以赛亚书第58章和第61章就有讲关于这个禧年。
The whole Jubilee idea is based on the fact that God as king is owner of the land and God's people are stewards.
这个的禧年的观念就是带出主耶和华就是真正这个地土的主人，而我们人只是那个管家。
The Jubilee is a Sabbath of Sabbath.
这个的禧年就是安息年的安息年。
Seven times seven.
七乘七。
It extends the provisions of the sabbatical year by requiring that all land be returned to its original occupants.
就是说在这个禧年里面呢，这些地土应该完全归返去他自己的主人里面那里。
There were four main provisions of the Jubilee year.
在这个禧年里面呢，神其实有很特别的供应。
First, the land was to lie fallow.
那么第一呢，就是呢，那个年，这一年禧年里面呢，那个地不再耕种了。
Second, slaves were to be liberated.
第二呢，那些做奴隶的呢，现在呢，不需要再做奴隶了，释放。
Third, debts were to be cancelled.
第三就不再有欠债，以前欠的债一切取消。
And fourth, all land acquired during the 49 previous years was to be returned.
第四就是所有买回来的地现在全部是要归回去它原本的所属的主人。
This is a very interesting provision that was built into the law that was a part of the economy of the Old Testament Israel.
对于当时旧约的经济社会其实是很大的冲击的。
So note that all of these provisions are fundamentally economic and ecological.
你睇下咧，所有呢啲嘅神嘅供应咧，都系同经济同埋环境生态有关。
Now there's been a lot of discussion about what does this idea of jubilee mean for our understanding of the kingdom of God today.
咁啊，好多人都会问咧，咁呢个禧年对于我哋今日了解神嘅国度系咩意思啊？
There have been different interpretations.
有唔同嘅注释。
But it seems to me that five implications at least are clear.About Jubilee and how it relates to the kingdom.
但是对我来讲呢，起码呢是有五个的含义呢，是对我们今天是很有关系的。
First, we see that in the Jubilee, social, economic, and historical dimensions are all connected together.
我们首先看到呢，在这个禧年里面呢，是正如我们刚才所讲，环境、生态、经济和人类历史呢，都是互相牵连的。
Because God is concerned about our spiritual life, our social life, our economic life, our life in the world.
因为神不单止对我们的心灵、灵性的生命有兴趣，对我们的是经济，对我们在这个世界生活的各方面都有兴趣。
Secondly, it's clear that the Jubilee is especially directed toward the interests of the poor.
第二就是这个禧年，你看到它整个重点是关心贫穷人的。
It was designed to help protect the rights of the poor, the disadvantaged and the oppressed.
是去保护这些贫穷无助被欺压的人，他们的需要和他们的兴趣。
So those who had been for economic reasons alienated from the land could return to the land.
所以嗰啲窮嘅，譬如話俾人哋咧搶到笪地嘅咧，到希年可以得翻呢個地啊。
Third, the Jubilee is rooted in God's character as seen in creation and redemption.
第三就係呢個希年咧，係扎建基於神嗰個嘅屬性，特別喺佢嘅創造同埋佢救贖嘅作為。
In creation, because God has created this world.
喺創造裏邊，因為神創造咗呢個世界。
And God is concerned about it.
佢關心佢所做嘅世界。
And so redemption as well, because God has provided a plan for redemption through Jesus Christ.
佢亦都透過主耶穌基督，佢救贖佢所創造嘅世界。
There's a fourth thing we should note about the Jubilee.
第四方面關於希年。
And that is that it concerns the relationship of God's people to God's land.
就係咧講到神嘅子民同神嘅地嘅關係。
We were thinking earlier about God's covenant in the Old Testament.
我哋今朝都睇过神咧喺旧约里边同佢嘅子民立嘅约。
That covenant was a covenant of God with God's people and with God's land.
嗰个嘅约系同神嘅子民同神嘅地都有关。
We see a concern, God's concern in Scripture with the world that God has created.
所以咧，我哋睇到神咧，其实对呢个地都好有兴趣嘅，好有关心。
And then finally, with regard to the Jubilee.
第五方面呢，
The Jubilee combines total dependence on God's sovereignty with human freedom and responsibility.
这个希年一方面强调人对于神嗰个主权嗰个嘅信服，但同时咧亦都强调人作为管家嘅责任。
God is sovereign over all.
冇错，神掌权掌管一切。
But God's people then are challenged to live in accord with what God wills and wishes.
但是人就有那個責任按照神那個旨意來到管理這個地，來到去生活。
So the Jubilee appeals to human freedom, responsibility, initiative, and accountability.
所以呢，這個希年是叫人呢，是做一個呢，負責任的，對神呢，是負責任的一個人。
Precisely because God is sovereign over God's people and land, His people must act in harmony.With his character.
因为神其实掌管大地，所以人要用他的自由来到去配合神的旨意，来到去生活。
Now you remember that Isaiah uses the Jubilee as a picture of the goal of God's kingdom.
我们又看到以赛亚以这个希年这幅的图画来到呢，是描述将来神的国度就是这样样的了。
Notice especially Isaiah 61, the first three verses.
譬如话喺以赛亚书第61章一至三节里边
咧 ，I'm going to ask that he read Isaiah 61:1-3.
以赛亚书61章一至三节嗰度咁话：主耶和华嘅灵在我身上，因为耶和华用高告我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳嘅得释放，被囚嘅出监牢。报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人，赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人，代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
Here's a beautiful picture of the nature and character of the kingdom of God.
在这里就描绘出一幅很美丽的关于神的国度的图画。
And it's given to us in the language of the Jubilee.
而是用一个希年这样的词汇去表达出来。
The release of captives, the preaching of good news to the poor.
被掳的得释放，贫穷人可以听到福音。
And this vision in turn provides the background for Jesus' proclamation of the kingdom of God in the New Testament.
而呢幅嘅图画咧，就成为咧耶稣基督新嚟喺新约里边出嚟传福音嗰个背景啦。
It's interesting to read the Beatitudes in the light of this passage.
如果你以耶稣基督个登山宝训嚟到去睇呢一段圣经咧，你会有一个好新嘅发现。
But we see this most clearly in Luke chapter 4.
但你读到路加福音第四章咧，就好清楚睇到有嗰个嘅系类同啦。
Remember, Jesus in the synagogue at Nazareth read from Isaiah 61.
你记得耶稣基督在拿撒勒的会堂的宣言里面就是读紧以赛亚书第61章。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor.
就是说主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为他用高告我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
And after reading this passage, Jesus said, Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
读完这张圣经之后，主耶稣就说今日这句圣经的说话应验在你们的耳中。
In other words, Jesus is saying, Jubilee is being proclaimed.
意思就是说今日我们就宣告神的希年。
The year of the Lord's favor, or the acceptable year, clearly refers to the proclamation of the Jubilee year.
这个报告神悦纳人的日子，好明指向就是个禧年。
So Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God in Jubilee language.
所以主耶稣基督以这个禧年的词汇来到去宣讲神国度的福音。
And what all did Jesus intend by this?
咁主耶稣其实想带出一个咩信息呢？
I'd like to quote something that Leslie Newbegin says in his book Signs of the Spirit.
咁我就想嚟到咧，系引呢个 Newbegin 呢个作者咧，佢所讲嘅说话。
He says Jesus' proclamation is the proclamation of a true king in the messianic tradition.
主耶稣基督就好似一个真正嘅君王嚟到将一个尼赛亚嘅国度嘅信息宣告。
It is the function of a just ruler, a true king, to bring deliverance to the oppressed.
一个公义嘅君王嚟到去将释放带来俾被掳嘅人。
And this is an application of the tradition of David in the Old Testament.
就好似大卫昔日做君王，带来佢国家有公义一样。
And Newbegin says the reasons for which Jesus' words were rejected is not because he was on the side of the poor against the rich.
耶稣基督佢讲嘅嘢点解会被人拒绝咧？唔系因为佢站在贫穷人嗰边。
The reason Jesus' teaching here was rejected was because it was twofold, he says.
耶稣基督嘅信息点解被人拒绝咧？系有两个原因。
In the first place, he says Jesus' teaching here offended against nationalist sentiments.
第一咧就系咧，耶稣佢讲嘅嘢咧，令挑起昔日嘅犹太人咧，佢哋咧嗰种嘅种族主义。
The suggestion that God's first care might not be Israel but the Gentiles was the first thing that aroused the popular fury against Jesus.
第一就系当耶稣讲到咧，神嗰个祝福要唔单止临到犹太人，要临到其他外邦人嘅时候咧，就引起当时犹太人好不满。
In the second place, they took offense at Jesus' person.
第二就系佢哋对于呢个耶稣本人嘅一种嘅不满。
Is this not Joseph's son? They said.
佢只不过系咧系呢个木匠约瑟嘅儿子啫嘛。
So the rejection of Jesus at Nazareth was not an act of the establishment. The story seems to make quite clear that it was a people's movement that tried to destroy Jesus from the beginning.
所以你睇到咧，喺昔日嚟到去抗拒耶稣咧，都唔系咧嗰啲嘅系高层嘅人，当时嘅一般百姓已经喺度拒绝佢啦。
In other words, Jesus was proclaiming God's concern, God's care for everyone.
耶稣基督又宣讲紧神咧对于。是所有的人的关顾。
And he was saying that the promises of the kingdom had come near in Jesus Christ himself.
就是告诉人听呢，神那个的国度，神的应许呢，在透过耶稣基督已经临到他们了。
So it seems in his Nazareth sermon, Jesus was not announcing a Jubilee year, he was announcing the Jubilee age.
耶稣基督不是只是宣告一个禧年，只是一年，而是说呢，禧年这个的世代已经临到了。
He was announcing the kingdom of God.
佢系喺度宣讲紧神嘅国度嘅降临。
And yet this announcement is not simply spiritual.
而呢一个嘅系宣告唔系只系灵属灵方面嘅。
It's fundamentally spiritual, but it's more than that.
当然系同系灵性有关，但系系超越嘅。
Because we see that Jesus healed the sick, he freed the demon possessed, and gave sight to the blind.
因为耶稣基督真系咧系赶鬼医病，使到咁啲盲眼嘅睇到。
He gave sight to the blind, not just in a spiritual, but also in a physical
sense. 他不是只是开那个盲的人心灵的眼睛，他真的打开他肉身的眼睛。
When Jesus touched the deaf and blind, they heard and they saw with their physical ears and eyes.
当主耶稣去掂那些聋的人和盲的人的时候，他们真的听见和看见的，不是只是心灵明白。
They were not just spiritually enlightened.
他们不是只是心灵上面有更新。
Because Jesus brings fulfillment of the promises of the Jubilee.
因为耶稣基督将个禧年嘅应许实现出嚟。
But fundamentally, the kingdom of God is the good news that we can experience the reality of the kingdom through Jesus Christ.
呢个嘅国度嘅福音就系话个好消息就系话我哋喺耶稣基督里边可以系经历神嘅国度嗰个嘅真实。
As we saw yesterday, the kingdom centers in Jesus, and the coming of the kingdom in its fullness on earth still depends on faith in Jesus.
我哋琴日已经睇到呢个国度嘅中心系耶稣基督，而呢个国度嗰个来临同埋实现，照样系牵喺耶稣基督嘅身上。
So the kingdom depends on faith and obedience to Jesus Christ.
所以呢个嘅国度系好紧要，系我哋对于耶稣基督嗰个忠诚同埋相信。
But the kingdom will come finally in power and in final fulfillment.
这个国度有一日要带着能力来到去临到。
The book of Revelation leaves no doubt about that.
启示录很清楚讲到这一方面。
For example, we picture in Revelation the time when the kingdom of the world becomes the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ.
在启示录里面很清楚讲到，这一日世上的国度要成为主的国度。
This prophecy in Revelation ties in with the Jubilee as well.
所以这个也都跟希年的预言是连在一起。
Because we find the proclamation of the kingdom that will be involve all the kingdoms of the earth.
因为这个国度的来临是牵涉世上所有的国度的。
So as we look at the New Testament,
当我们看新约，
as we look at Scripture, we see the proclamation of a kingdom that is both present and future.
我们看到这个国度是有现在性，亦都有将来性。
A kingdom that is both earthly and heavenly.
有今世性，亦都是有属天的层面。
And nothing in the New Testament cancels the breadth and the literalness or the ecological character of the Jubilee theme.
这个的国度跟旧约里面讲希年的好跟具体跟这个实质世界有关的东西是从来没有冲突。
So we are called to be that people that carries on in the world the character of Jesus Christ.
我们今天是被呼召以耶稣基督的生命的特质。
But we can't do that on our own.
我们不可以靠自己有这个的是生命。
We can do that only as we are the people of God and the people of the kingdom that we spoke about yesterday.
我们只有成为神的子民才可以来到参与这个国度。
Traditionally, the kingdom of God has been treated as a question of eschatology, of the last thing.
在传统里面一讲到神的国度就好像要讲到末世那方面才可以碰到。
So after we talk about all the other doctrines, then we talk about the kingdom.
所以读神学一路读了很多的其他的神学然后最后讲到末世论。
But where did we get the idea that our theology should end at the point where Jesus began?
点解？但系我哋从咩会有呢个嘅观念就咧？读完晒一切嘅嘢，先去读末世论。但系喺耶稣基督嚟讲咧，个国度就已经开始啊。
In Scripture, we see that the kingdom of God provides the overarching biblical framework for our lives as Christians.
喺耶稣基督里边，喺圣经里边，我哋睇到其实神嘅国度呢个观念系涵摄咗我哋成个基督徒嗰个嘅生命。整个世界的而不是只是最后的末代。
The fundamental reality is God.
我们整个生命的实体真实就是神自己。
The most basic question is how we live out our lives before Him.
就是说最跟我们有关的问题就是我们怎样在这位神的面前生活为人。
And it is the kingdom of God centering in the life, death, resurrection, and reign of Jesus Christ which provides the answer.
而亦都系只有当我哋翻翻去就话神嘅国度嘅中心系以耶稣基督降世为人，为我哋舍命复活升天再来，呢、这个就系涵摄咗我哋整个嘅信仰。
In the light of the competing worldviews that I talked about earlier, the recovery of kingdom hope is crucial for the church.
我哋面对咁多唔同嘅世界观嘅时候，我哋只有翻翻去，因为神嘅国度，先可以俾我哋为将来带来真实嘅盼望。
We are people that live in the hope of the kingdom and in the hope of salvation through Jesus Christ.
在这么多混乱的世界观里面，在这个混乱的世界里面，唯有当我们的盼望是建基于耶稣基督，这个盼望才是真实的。
This is something we already experienced within us and hope to see God bring in fulfillment in the future.
我们已经是有一部分尝紧这个盼望的真实，我们都继续盼望祂神的应许的实现。
And I believe if we are fully faithful today, we can see an unprecedented inbreaking of God's kingdom in the present age.
如果我们继续对主忠诚，我们将要亲眼见到神的国度现于这个世代。
And thus a hastening of the day when the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ.
我们甚至可以来到透过我们参与，看到这个国度早日降临。
When Jesus Christ will return in glory and bring the kingdom to its final fulfillment.
我们很盼望亲眼就见到耶稣基督带着能力来临，使这个国度实现。
So my challenge, my hope is that the church may be the church.
所以今天我想发出的挑战就是教会要做回教会。
More that we can be the children of the kingdom.
我们成为神的国度那个的子民。
That those who pray, your will be done on earth.
我们一路祈求就是主的旨意成就在地。
And then who do God's will?
然后我们就去实践。
真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。